Well, I used to live in Chinkan.
Yes?
When I was 30. Yeah, I worked at the refugee camp there.
Oh, really?
And it's very hard to get out of Chinkan. It's very small. Very beautiful across the Mekong. You know?
Right, right.
And I remember have to take a bus only. Uh-huh. It's the only way to get out to Bangkok.
Right, right. Yes.
And there's one vendor that sells donuts. Local donuts, and we just love it because it's very hard to get anything from Bangkok.
You can't get anything at all. So.
It's a very beautiful town, and I would imagine it's pretty, even you know, the time of Longpo Tien
right.
would be very difficult.
Very remote.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chiang Kai. Yeah, I mean, it's a very, I mean, even nowadays, it's still kind of remote area in Thailand. Because it's sort of that, as you go up the Mekong, that whole area is quite undeveloped. But I imagine naturally very, very beautiful.
And we rented a house, three stories.
Three stories?
Yes, as the owner got into a car accident.
Uh-huh.
So it was three stories looking over the Mekong River. It's just beautiful. It's amazing. It's and we rented for 500 baht. Because the owner was killed in a car accident and they're afraid to live in that house.
Oh, the people were afraid to live in there, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, so got this big house for almost nothing.
Yes, and before I leave, they offered me to buy it, and I didn't want it. I probably would have been a rich woman. And it's a good time of my life.
Yeah.
Did you have it?
Yeah.